Nancy's Metaphysical World, and more. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to give my guest just a great time because he wrote a book that is just hysterical. And we're going to talk about his book, and I'm going to bring him on, and his name is Matt Zoe, Z-O. So, Matt, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Now, Matt, I'm going to ask you a couple questions, but the very first one that I want to ask you is to explain to the listeners how you got your enlightenment.
Well, it's a long story. I mention it briefly in my very shortly titled book, How to Become Enlightened on a Budget by Taking a Course in the Celestial Shmikra Damatzo Code Now. And basically, in the book, I talk about how I was sitting on a park bench and a bird pooped on me. And in that moment, I had a realization that my identity, my ego, wasn't really that important. And that was the beginning of my enlightenment and also of carrying around Kleenex with me, because you never know when these situations will occur.
And one of the worst things people can do is look up and with their mouth open, right?
That's true. That's true. Keep looking up into the stars and keep your feet on the ground, like Casey Kasem says, but always carry Kleenex and keep your mouth closed when looking up.
Now, I want you to repeat the title of your book again, because it is very long, so I want the people to get it. So, repeat.
The Rascal's Guide to Enlightenment, How to Become Enlightened on a Budget by Taking a Course in the the Power of the Celestial Shmikra Prophecy, the Matzo Code Now, copyrighted, registered, trademarked, OM, by Dream Tree Press.
And so
in good old Texas.
They can go there and get it from Dream Tree?
Yes. It's also available through New Leaf Distributors, so you can get it in a bookstore. So please order a lot of copies, because I've got a lot of bills.
Many bills. Now, before we go further, you also have a website.
Yes. The world's cheapest website, GuruMatzo.com. It's so cheap, it's only one page, which is good because it's too much, you know, too much stuff to read nowadays, but it has my schedule, it has my press kit, it has some revealing photos, and soon to be added a donation bar to give me money. As a matter of fact, if all the listeners can get out their credit cards right now and then email me their credit card information, I will be more than happy to process a donation on my behalf. So Barack Obama has enough money, start giving the matzo. I also want to announce at this time that I, Matt Zoe, will be running for president in the year 2016 under the Gimme Money Party. So begin. If you want to volunteer for my campaign, please contact me at GuruMatzo.com. Thank you.
That was very good. Now, Matt, let's do this too. Let's talk a little bit about why you wrote a book like this.
To make money.
And
to pick up chicks, because you go out there, you say, you're a guru, and they say, oh, well, that's nice. What else? I say, well, look, I got a book. And all of a sudden, they like you more. It's this establishment thing. It makes you look successful. That's really why.
I was reading parts of your book, and parts of it is just hysterical. Like, there's a part in your book that says, are you ready for this?
Yes.
It says, the 7 dirty words you cannot say at a motivational seminar.
Yes, page 120. Would you like me to tell you what the 7 words you can't
yes.
say at a motivational seminar?
Yes, I would.
Can't, couldn't, no, not, never, impossible, refund.
And then on the next page of your book, you talk about the 10 thoughts you may not want to think while meditating.
You know, I love Eckhart Tolle and all the mindfulness people and the Eastern religions. But if you sit still as an American, and besides my accent, I actually am an American. But that's beside the point. It's very hard to stop all the mind chatter. So when you're sitting there, this is usually what happens to me. The 10 thoughts you may not want to think while meditating. Did I leave the stove on? My butt hurts. My back hurts. Is it 15 minutes yet? Is it 20 minutes yet? Is this really working? How many calories is this burning? I hate my teacher's guts. Am I enlightened yet? I really could go for a burger right now. And to honor you and your show, I'll add number 11. Is this presidential campaign over yet? I just want them to pick somebody. I don't care who it is. Even the Green Party, the Communist Party, I don't care. That's usually number 11.
That's usually number 11?
Yes.
I think in 2016 we all ought to vote for you. I think it'd be a hysterical government.
I think so. Give Barack 8 years and then let me come in, because he can't, you know, unless he changes the Constitution so he can run, you know, be more years like FDR. But no, I think in 2016 will be the year of the matzo.
I think we should all vote for you. The other thing is, if other people read this book, like I read this book, and I think it's really funny. So if other people read this book, what do you think they're going to get out of it?
Well, I know I'm going to get $12.95. I'm not sure what they're going to get out of it. But let me talk about my book. There are fun meditations. There are snappy affirmations. There are 13, 12. Actually, I got 12 chapters, but I say the 13 to make it look like it's bigger than what they're actually getting, because I'm ripping people off a little bit. There's a very unique thing which I have in there, which is the Motto Code, which is at the end of every chapter, there's a super schmeckered spiritual question, and then you have to decipher a code. So it gives hours of pleasure, hours of joy. And if you can't read, you know, there's cartoons in there. There's very good cartoons in there.
Did you
so
draw
there
them?
Are many things.
Did you draw the cartoons?
No, I did not. I actually had to pay somebody, which was really upsetting, because I always try to cut corners, but you got to do what you got to do. Somebody, a very nice artist in Texas, Chip Aaron. He's my illustrator. He's on the cover.
Yeah, no, and I have to apologize. I'm trying to get your picture up so people can see it. So hopefully before tonight or tomorrow, I'll have that picture up that you sent me, because it's funny looking.
All right,
and
so that mug shot from that time I got caught in Tampa Bay.
Yep.
I want to take this moment to talk about my products, the Motto brand line of products. For example, the amazing Auracomb. Too much time spent thinking about global warming? Anxious emotions about your own nasty carbon footprint swirling around you? Clean up your aura with the Motto brand Aura Amazing Aura Comb, dipped in heavenly ethers that can untangle even the funkiest energy field. The Amazing Aura Comb pulls out bad stuff the way a lint remover picks up lint. Remove unwanted people, pets, problems, thoughts, feelings, emotions, gum, grit, global warming, guilt, dirt, bugs, beer bottles, overdue bills, Sarah Palin, poltergeists, and telemarketers. Item number IM469AURA581321345599, page 114. Get them while supplies last. All right, let's go back to some questions.
Okay, I got another one. You put two different kind of coupons in your book.
That's right. We need coupons in the current economy because people don't have any money, unfortunately. We're all struggling.
And the one is for a certificate of enlightenment.
Yes, but by the power vested in me, by me, Matzo, I declare that I can make anybody enlightened. I also was also part of the Maryland Chamber's Chamber of Commerce, so I have many powers to bestow enlightenment. And it's on page XIII, something like that, before the Roman numerals. I don't read Roman numerals, but it's in there. You fill out your name, and then you can frame it. And you can, it basically says that to all who may enter the delicate outer sphere of the light-filled aura of the bearer of the semi-official certificate, let it be known far and wide that, fill your name in here, has really gotten all this enlightenment stuff down. And then it goes on for another paragraph or so, and then that's it.
Mm-hmm. And then the other one is the beingness coupon.
That's right. The beingness coupon. You know, one of the tricks in enlightenment, one of the shortcuts, you see, if you have a personality and the ego and you're trying to become enlightened, what you realize, you have to let go of that personality. You know, you have a personality, but you're not the personality. You have a name, but it's not your absolute identification. So in the beingness coupon, you could just whip that baby out anytime if you're stressed out about something and realize you're not your name, you're not your age, you're not your past history, you're not your problems or concerns, you're not your future experiences, you're not your body, you're not your personality. All of these are just perceptions. So it's a perceptual coupon. Please don't try to use this at a regular store. Now, maybe if the cashier isn't paying attention, you might be able to get a discount on what you're ever trying to buy. But really, the beingness coupon is simply to give yourself a discount on the suffering of being a human being.
There's a lot of that going on. Now, there's another part of your book, and you call it the spiritual reality television. And you got a bunch of shows listed.
Right, because when you turn on the tube, there's nothing for you, really, if you're spiritual, if you're metaphysical. I mean, there are some things, but, you know, in recent years, they make a lot of these spiritual, these reality shows because they're cheap to make, and they make money. So I have, you know, ones like The Alchemist's Apprentice. So in The Alchemist's Apprentice, Donald Trump challenges a group of Harvard MEAs to study esoteric alchemist texts to discover the Philosopher's Stone, a substance that heals all illness and creates an unlimited supply of gold. If they don't succeed, they're literally fired in a kiln. Then, of course, we have the Qigong show, which is kind of like the Gong show from the 1970s. But in the Qigong show, Qigong practitioners demonstrate their routines to see who wins the most audience approval. If your form is off, expect to hear the Qigong gong. Then, of course, there's Spiritual Eye for the Atheist Guy. Every week, four spiritual experts mold an atheist into a crystal-wearing, mantra-chanting, Wayne Dyer-reading, sandal-wearing spiritual guy who can quote A Course in Miracles while standing on one foot, give Reiki and chew tofu all at the same time. And then for people who are contrarians, we have Atheist Eye for the Spiritual Guy. Every week, four atheists turn a spiritual guy into a church-avoiding, God-denying non-believer. He learns how to drink beer, belch, enjoy football, drive aggressively, watch blood and guts action movies, and sleep late on Sundays. There's something for everyone. My other favorite one is Massage Across America. And there's actually a nice little illustration on page 2 and 3. Massage Across America. Two neighboring towns compete with each other to see who can first line up all of their citizens in an unbroken line while they massage one another's backs. If there's a tie, they go on to the reflexology round.
The picture is cute, and the reason why I'm talking on the second part of the picture, it has this great big tall basketball player, and this nice little lady all dressed prim and proper, and if she was going to massage something, she would actually be massaging his butt.
Right, and then this little midget guy and the alien, yep. And then the basketball player, yes, yes.
Those are cute.
Thank you.
Again, the book, it's funny, but now after you came up with the reality shows, you also came up with a way to create your own reality TV
right.
show. So can you kind of enlighten everybody a little bit on how to do that?
Well, I'll give you two ways. First of all, buy a Matzo brand product like Affirmation Gum. Listen, why spend your time communicating your hopes and desires out loud to the universe when you can get the same effect by silently affirming while you chew? Let your tongue do all the manifestation work while you get in more leisure time for yourself. Matzah brand affirmation gum comes in several flavors. I am, I can, I have, I trust, I will, I know, I choose, I intend, and Rudy Tootie, darn Tootie, I'm going to get it. Now, every chapter in this fantastic book, which I humbly entitled The Rational Guide to Enlightenment, How to Become Enlightened on a Budget by Taking a Course in the Power of the Celestial Shmikra Prophecy, the Matzah Code Now, has an enlightenment affirmation and a meditation or a process. So in this chapter, the enlightenment affirmation number one is, I'm in a reality TV show of my own creation. And so basically, when you realize you're creating your own reality TV show, you first come with a concept. You know, ask yourself what I would like to have in my ideal reality, my life. You come with a name, you know, something, you know, snappy like, Rabbi finds love with a rap star. Holla if you want Kabbalah. Something like that. You got to come with some snappy name. And then you pick a cast. You know, you imagine who would be in your show, the actors, who the host would be, what the prizes would be. And then you focus on that idea, and that creates your reality. So there are many practical tips in The Rational Guide to Enlightenment, How to Become Enlightened on a Budget by Taking a Course in the Power of Celestial Shmikra Prophecy, the Matzah Code Now.
How did you come up with that title? Because you need to take a deep breath when you're saying it. How'd you come up with that title?
I get paid $10 every time I say it by my publisher. That's the deal I got with them. So if people don't buy the book, at least I get $10 and I can say it. So if I say it 10 times, that's $100. That's not bad. That's not bad.
We may get it there. You never know.
Okay. I'm going to try. That's free so far.
But how could this title, as long as it is, how could you come up with that?
How did I come up with that? Well, it's a satire on all the different popular books, like The Celestine Prophecy, The Secret, which I call The Shmikret, the Da Vinci Code, so I call it The Matzah Code, A Course in Miracles, so I have a course in there, Power, you know, the Power of Now. So it's sort of a parody of all these different teachings, and I decided that a lot of times people start saying, well, the Course, which means the Course in Miracles, or they have a shorthand. So I figured, let me just take all the energy from all those things and twist it into some sort of demented concoction for my own use and make it a snappy title. So that's what I came up with.
When I got the bio from you,
yes,
I thought it was also kind of funny. You talked about being born on another planet.
Well, some of my best friends are extraterrestrials. It's sort of like Superman, you know. He came from another planet to help this planet. I really just came to this planet just to make a buck, basically, and date hot chicks. But, you know, everybody has their own goals in life. You know, there's no right or wrong. You know, in the ultimate cosmic sense, it's all neutral.
And it works. Don't you think it's really important that the people start laughing?
Well, as I often say to the woman at the Walmart who rings up my groceries, separation is an illusion. The essence of all objects are real, but the perception that they are separate is not. All are parts of a whole. All are parts of all that is. Everything is connected. Everything is synchronicity. All one thing. So, basically, don't worry about stuff so much. You know, lighten up a little bit. I will reveal something on this show that actually I was a spiritual teacher. I actually am a spiritual teacher. And what happened was is that as I became more popular teaching people, just playing it straight, not with the beard, not with the wig, no costumes, people began to really make me important. And this began to make me feel uncomfortable because I felt, well, this is distracting from their own spiritual development. So what I did was I got into the costume, put on the wig and everything, and I just started to do the same material but make it funny. And half of my students didn't even realize it was me. So that's how I kind of got started doing the thing, my show, which was back in 2003. And if you buy the book, you will discover that my secret identity actually is in there. I'm in one of the illustrations. And I will tell you that you have interviewed me before.
Okay.
Oh. Huh? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, it is. So we'll have to check this out really, really good.
You have to check all those illustrations.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, for $20, I'll just tell you who I am, but that will cost you $20.
But
is that 20 spot?
It wouldn't be as much fun. Come on.
Okay, good.
I'd like to this book.
All right. You know? Well, you can still give me the $20 anyway, my donation towards my political campaign, but that's okay.
The other thing, you talk about your book with, and you say that you donate it to Andy.
Yes.
So, who is Andy?
Andy Kaufman. Do you know who Andy Kaufman was?
Explain to my listeners.
Andy Kaufman played a character named Latka on the TV show Taxi. Mm-hmm. And he was a performance artist. And what he would do in his performances is that he would entertain the people. He was funny, but he would basically challenge their sense of reality. Like, for example, one time he went on a comedy show. I think it was Saturday Night Live. So he was doing the skit with the people. It's live TV. And halfway through he said, no, this is not going right. I want to start over again. Well, all the other actors went absolutely crazy with irritation, almost wanting to beat him up, because when you're doing a live performance, you can't just say, stop, I'm going to redo it over again. So what he liked to do is to puncture people's sense of reality, because, in fact, every human being on this planet has a reality bubble. They create their reality with their beliefs, and those beliefs are self-perpetuating and self-sustaining. So what you do is humor, and what I'm trying to do is to sort of puncture that reality bubble to make people think, to make people laugh a little bit, to question reality, because even though we look at reality as absolutely solid and unmovable and something we have to work against, there's another idea that reality is actually within our consciousness.
Mm-hmm. The thing with people today, especially, and I, you know, the name of your book fits exactly with what you said a little bit earlier.
The name of my book, you mean The Rascal's Guide to Enlightenment,
yep.
How to Become Enlightened on a Budget by Taking a Course in the Power of the Celestial Secret Damatso Code Now by DreamTreePress.com?
Yes. We're going to say it about 5 more times before we're done. Okay?
Good.
Because it makes you take a big, deep breath every time you got to say it. But
This is me relaxed, Nancy. This is me relaxed.
All right, good. So we'll just keep relaxed. But, you know, I have to agree with you that a lot of the other books that are out on the market that we've already talked about, people really do misinterpret a lot of what that book is saying, or they don't get it, you know, either or. And people get very upset because there's this big people out there saying, this is all you have to do, you just do this, you just do that, and you don't get everything you want. And remember, though, you have created this reality for yourself, so whatever you've done, you know, in past lives, now, whatever, you got to remember that this has all been your fault. And people
well,
have... Go ahead.
Continue, because you have more to the question. I sense it. I have my matzah brand third eye on my forehead, so I'm sensing many things.
People have a very hard time with looking at different things and going, oh, I didn't create this. So what do you think about that?
Well, I address it in my book. For example, if you will look on page... Ooh, did I even include it? I don't think I included it in this one.
Uh-oh.
You'll have to wait for the next book. But I have a chapter called Spiritual Acronyms for the Text Messaging Seeker.
No, it's in his book.
This is chapter 3. You remember my book? Remember that one called The Rational Guide to Enlightenment? Basically, in chapter 3, I have different things like ATR, which means addicted to Reiki. There's people who want to Reiki everything. They get their Reiki level, and they want to Reiki you, and they want to Reiki this. I mean, personally, I just like to Reiki the leaves, but people like to Reiki things. It becomes their orthodoxy. I don't think I included it in this book, but I had something called Akima, which is A Course in Miracles Android. And that's when somebody has to always preface a response by, The Course in Miracles says... Now, don't get me wrong. I love The Course in Miracles. I think it's done great things for the world. I think it's a great message, but... What I noticed in being a teacher is that people get a system, whether it's whatever it is, whatever religion, whatever belief, whatever guru, and hopefully they'll do it with me, and they'll say, well, matzah says, but that's beside the point. But they'll begin to quote it and paraphrase it, and that becomes their focus, and they obsess over it. And not that it's not a good idea and a good process to use spiritual ideas, but I see that people just get very contracted and fixated and a tunnel vision. And that's why, if you look at the world, people are fighting. A lot of times it's over religion. You know, whether it's, in the Middle East, even Muslims themselves, if they're different sects, they fight amongst themselves. Here in the States, people fight amongst themselves, all because of their fixated sense of religious belief. So it's dangerous. As well as these ideas can be liberating, they can be dangerous.
In your book, let's give the title again.
What? You want me to tell the title? Are you sure?
I want that.
Are you
title
really sure?
Full-blown word-for-word title.
Gosh, you are so good. The Rational Guide to Enlightenment. How to become enlightened on a budget by taking a course in the power of the Celestial Shmikrit, the Matzo Code. Now, patent pending.
See, wasn't that good?
It was good for me. It really, it went through all my chakras like wildfire. It was like the Kundalini awakened, and then my nose turned red. So I knew that was like, everything really worked out good.
Just waken those chakras up.
Well, you can even, there's even a sound effect. Listen, you can even hear them opening up.
Let's do it.
See, that's amazing. That's a sound effect. You never heard that with the chakras, but mine are special chakras. They make sound effects.
Yeah, that's true. You also talk about some pet peeves.
Yes.
Now,
yo, banana boy.
Yeah.
Pet peeves, because you see, when you're spiritual, what happens is you say, well, I'm going to try to become enlightened, so I've got to be nice to everybody, even Republicans. I've got to be nice to them. But that's beside the point. But the thing is, you can't always be nice. Things are going to annoy you. Life is annoying. Everybody has pet peeves. So what I talk about in Chapter 6 is holistic cures for common pet peeves. And I address some of the common ones. My biggest one is this thing with the cell phones. It's so annoying, these people with the Bluetooth in their ear and the brown tooth in their other body part. And they got their iPod, and you're driving along and on their cell phone. So I talk about what the problem is and then how to deal with it. So we look at cell phones, telemarketers, public displays of affection, reality TV cliffhangers, loud music, relatives who turn up unexpectedly. If relatives who show up at your house, before inviting them in, say, great to see you. We were just doing some house cleaning. Would you like to dust the attic or give the dog a flea bath? I could also use a hand scrubbing the septic tank. You see, we have problems. You can't deny the problems. Too often with these spiritual people, they try to deny the problems or smile or tell people that they love each other. Instead of, being sneaky and admitting and being honest that they have pet peeves and the things that are annoying, and then finding a strategy to deal with that. So that's what I offer. That's another series of nuggets in The Rascal's Guide to Enlightenment, How to Become Enlightened on a Budget by Taking a Course in the Power of the Celestial Secret Prophecy, The Monster Code Now, published by Dream Tree Press.
It was good. We don't even have to sneak them in. We just let them come in anytime. Now, you also talk about being a snag.
You know, Nancy, I like to answer that question, but, you know, when I do interviews, I do like the first 25 minutes are free, and then after that, each additional minute is $1.50. And then after that, and every additional minute is $5, exponentially increasing every 10 seconds. But since you're doing such a great interview, I will continue with at no charge. A snag is a sensitive New Age guy. And what I talk about is, I actually talk about two things in the book. I talk about a snag and a seg, which is the seg is the female counterpart.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just going to keep on talking and trying to be entertaining while I flip through my book to see which chapter 5, page 47. A snag is a sensitive New Age guy. So what is a snag? Well, it might be a guy who is very, very sensitive. It might be, you might be a snag if you have potpourri in your home and actually know what potpourri is. You might be a snag if your favorite movie is What Women Want or Yentl. You might be a snag if you buy the Jung, Einstein, or Jesus action figure. You might be a snag if you go into sympathy pains when your girlfriend is ill. You might be a snag if you wear Jesus sandals. That's very big with the snag crowd. You might be a snag if you use sacred geometry and feng shui to design your bachelor pad. So a snag is a very well-meaning guy who's trying to balance the lunar and the solar energy, the male and the female, and trying to be a nice guy, but trying to be strong. And there's just no winning because if you're too nice, people step all over you. If you're too mean, people don't like you either. So there's no really winning in being a snag. But I figured that this is my political base for my 2016 campaign. So I want to address the snags out there. If you're listening, look, it's good that you have a yoga mat, and it's good that you're so sensitive. But it's okay to be macho. So once in a while, balance it out. Drink a beer. Get in a fist fight with somebody. Tell somebody you're actually angry instead of, beating a pillow. Balance it all out.
And do you think beating a pillow is going to help balance it?
It can, or you know what they can do? They can turn to the end of the chapter of Chapter 5, because you know what the enlightenment affirmation for Chapter 5 is? I'm a snag. Hear me roar. I've booked my seat on the Sacred India Tour. In the exercise in Chapter 5, I can't believe I write this stuff. In Chapter 5, I talk about spiritual muscles, about getting in touch with the inner masculine and balancing. And in that chapter, I also have one of the biggest products that actually I debuted in June, the Self-Esteem Energizer, the Matzo brand Self-Esteem Energizer, which actually I have one here right with me. What is a Self-Esteem Energizer? Well, first you have to ask, what's the sound of one hand clapping? You building up your self-esteem, that's what. Why rely upon other people to make you feel good about yourself? Use the Matzo brand Self-Esteem Energizer hand clapper to give yourself a quick boost of worthiness. It only takes seconds to do. Warning, may break with excessive use. Comes in three sizes, small, medium, and I really have some major issues that prevent me from loving myself for any reason.
Sounds good.
They are. It is very good. It's my biggest selling item.
Now, you did the snag. Now, you got to be fair with the ladies here. Got to do the sedge.
Okay. Now, again, I'll do some more filler material until I find the chapter 7.
Yeah,
on page 69. Page 69, exactly. You see how that worked out? But I don't want to go into that topic, page 69. All right, you might be a seg. So a seg is a spiritually enthusiastic goddess. And I just want to say that as I was writing the original chapter of this, I got no trouble with the woman I was dating because I showed her the original version of this chapter, and she got all mad at me, and she thought I was demented. Sure, she was right that I was demented, but was that any reason to stop taking my calls? A seg is a spiritually enthusiastic goddess. So you might be a seg if you get turned on when a male Buddhist challenges you with a new koan. You might be a seg if you drive a hybrid car, recycle everything, make your kids eat granola, and wear hemp clothing at Renaissance fairs. You might be a seg if you levitate when doing ecstatic dance. You might be a seg if you put self-esteem affirmations on your computer monitor, by your bedside and on the bathroom mirror. You might be a SEG if you sage your kids before they go to school. You might be a SEG if you sage your kids when they come home from school. You might be a SEG if you name your kid Sage.
And
I'm just taking a moment of silence to tune in to the eternal Om. Can you hear it? Can you hear it, listeners?
Om.
No, I'm not going to read more of this chapter, Nancy. They got to go out and buy the book. What am I?
Yes,
what
is buy the book?
What is this, an audio version? What am I doing?
Name,
an audio book here?
Name the title of this book.
The name of this book, I just want to say, if anybody from Sounds True is listening out there, the company that does recorded versions of books, know that I'm available. Just give me some money. Because you know what would make a great audio book, Nancy?
What?
The Rascal's Guide to Enlightenment, How to Become Enlightened on a Budget by Taking a Course in the Power of the Celestial Shmikra Prophecy Demonza Code Now. It's going to be a bestseller. So that's why I need everybody who's listening to buy a copy.
What about recycling?
Well, as you'll notice, I recycled many jokes in this book, so I've done my part. Thank you. No. Recycling is very important. Actually, I have been an environmental activist, but that's my other identity. See, because I have split personalities, I have many different identities. So under that other identity, I just simply took some of that other material that I was writing about and stuck it in the book because, you know, I need some extra chapters. But I have two chapters on recycling because it really is important right now. And those two chapters are Chapter 4, the Eco-Friendly Organic Tofurky Transmissions, and Chapter 10, the Quest for Roberthal. What is Roberthal? I'm going to tell you, Nancy. Roberthal is a type of fuel.
Wait, are you going to charge me for this?
For what?
To tell me.
For Roberthal?
Yeah.
No, I will not charge you. Because you're allowing me free reign here, which is very good. Because as soon as this interview is done, they're going to put me back in the straitjacket and take me back to the insane asylum.
All right, so now I can explain it.
Roberthal is taking dog poop and converting it into a type of fuel. And I envision, this is my vision, this is part of my platform for my 2016 campaign. I envision that all the people of America, when they go out and to walk their dogs, rather than just scooping it up and putting it in a plastic bag, that they take that poop and they throw into a machine which converts it into fuel. And because people in America are so obsessed with their dogs, and they got all these fat dogs and dogs they put in knitting outfits and costumes. Did you know that they even have Halloween costumes for dogs? It's getting strange. But they feed these dogs all this food and they get fat. Where my vision is, in the future, we will have these centers where you take the fat dog to the center. They get on a treadmill. As they're on the treadmill, they're generating electricity, and when they poop, we take that fuel. So it's a win-win situation. Energy independence, Nancy. Energy independence.
I think that's important, especially with what's going on in today's world.
I'm so glad I'm doing this interview. It's giving me great material for my campaign 2016, because you can never start too early.
That's right, you can't. There's these few affirmations that you think should be repeated 10 million times.
Sometimes, yes. I don't know what page you're talking about.
See? I got you this time. It's actually not on the book. It's on the little cover the little bookmarker. It says, money is very spiritual.
That's right. No, you're supposed to say, Matzo, is money spiritual? Why don't you ask me that?
Okay, Matzo. Is money spiritual?
Wow, I can't believe you asked me that question. What a surprise. I think it was in my press kit. Money is very spiritual. The more money I have, the more spiritual I feel. And that goes for sex, too, because sex is very spiritual. The more sex I have, the more spiritual I feel.
What about stuff?
What about stuff?
What about
I got stuff, you got stuff. We all got stuff. You know, this past year, a great comedian died. Do you know who I'm talking about? George Carlin died.
Yes.
And he used to do a routine called Stuff.
Yep.
And as a matter of fact, in an ironic situation, he died the week my book came out. And I had actually done this chapter about Stuff. And so in his version of Stuff, he talked about how you got stuff. You know, he talks about how we have possessions, and then when you have stuff, you have to move it from one place to another. It was very funny. And so what my version of stuff was, which is in Chapter 2, is that spiritually we all have stuff. you know, which is we're trying to figure out life. You know, and we all have philosophies like, you know, Taoism, stuff happens. Confucianism, Confucius says stuff happens. Zen, what's the sound of stuff happening? Eckhart Tolle, just observe stuff as it is, now. Hinduism, this stuff happened before. Scientology, let's clear this stuff. Unitarianism, I was a Unitarian in the past life. Let's debate this stuff. So I go through all these different things. Ascension, for all the Ascension people out there, there's better stuff in the fifth dimension. I certainly hope there is. Ekankar, the Mahanta really understands this stuff. Mayanism, in 2012 you will understand all of this stuff and time will end. Have a nice day. Reiki, let's get together and Reiki this stuff. Catholicism, if bad stuff happens, you've sinned and you deserve it. Judaism, why does this stuff always happen to us? A Course in Miracles, all of this stuff is an illusion. Agnosticism, what is this stuff? Matsuism, my favorite, this stuff is funny.
Yes.
I was waiting for that sound effect. So we all have stuff. We're all trying to figure out this stuff. We all have our philosophies. And so when you go through the stuff chapter, chapter number two, in that highly and well-reviewed book, The Rascal's Guide to Enlightenment, How to Become Enlightened on a Budget by Taking a Course in the Power of the Celestial Shmikra Prophecy, Dematsa Code Now by Dreamtree Press, editor Jan Watson and publisher Jan Watson, you can learn all about stuff. You can see what other people, what their version of stuff is. I talk about stuff from God's perspective and Ant's perspective. And, of course, you know, Indiana Jones, you know how he deals with stuff.
And how does he do that?
He's making up stuff as he goes along. You know, if we had an audience, this would be so much funnier, but that's okay.
Oh, it would.
They're laughing out there. And as long as they're laughing, they might buy the book.
And they're going, what's the name of the book again?
I don't think I've mentioned it in this radio program. But it's actually called The Rascal's Guide to Enlightenment, How to Become Enlightened on a Budget by Taking a Course in the Power of the Celestial Shmikrit Prophecy Dematsa Code Now. Huh. Who would have thunk?
Hey, who would have thunk? Now, under this wig that you wear?
Yes.
Who are you?
Well, you know, that's actually the wrong question in reverse, upside down, put into a nutshell, because the reality is Matsu is my real personality. This is what I did. Back in the 60s, there was a conspiracy. These scientists said, we're going to make a funny guru because they got all these serious ones that's not helping the human condition. I mean, Gandhi did good stuff, but let's face it, he wasn't very funny. So we're going to create a super, an uber, so to speak, guru, and they made me. So actually what's happened is for over 40 years, I create this personality without the wig, a regular person who would fit into society. And then that was my fake identity. So Matsu actually is my real identity.
Aha.
Amazing.
Who would have thought that?
I don't know. I don't know. But that's actually how it works. So that's the reality. So that's really who I am. I actually am Matsu. And this other guy who I actually, when I'm not wearing the outfit, that's his fake personality.
who you've interviewed before. That's that splitness coming out.
Yes. Well, it's very hard being two people. It's very, but you know, the universe is filled with paradox, Nancy, you know. One of the paradoxes is that people, you know, want to have everything secure, but the reality is that change is one of the only constants in creation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so people try to make things secure, but actually change is the only thing we can rely upon. You know, some people want to say, well, you're not really that guy, you know, you're not really a real person, Matsu. And I say, well, you know, like, you're Nancy, but is that really who you are? Who are you, really? Think about it. Who are you? You are who you say you are. Let's just have a moment of silence while people process that thought.
I think so.
Who are we, really?
Well, see, that's actually, so I'm going to be doing classes and lectures, and the name of it, the title of it is, Who Are You?
You know be a better title?
What?
The Rascal's Guide to Enlightenment, How to Become Enlightened on a Budget by Taking a Course in the Power of Celestial Shmikra Prophecy, Dematsa Code Now. But, Who Are You is not bad.
Hey, well, it's not too bad, you know. I even got the music down pat in my head to play with it, too. Now, there's another thing I want to ask you about. you have this brand of classes.
Now, yes.
Can people schedule your classes?
Absolutely. I will travel if they pay me profusely. I absolutely will. I do a whole bunch of Matzo brand classes. There's Satsang with Matzo. There's not another spiritual growth class and not another laughter therapist or Laughter Now, Smiling into Enlightenment, or Gimme Money, Level 1, followed by Gimme Money, Level 2, which Gimme Money, Level 2 is the same as Level 1, except I just charge twice as much money. And then, of course, the very famous one, Meditation for Monkeys. I actually time traveled back to way back into the Jurassic period, and then when the apes showed up, and I actually taught them how to meditate, and that's how human beings evolved from the apes. But don't let that get around too much, because people don't believe I have a time machine. And then, of course, the Spiritual Smarty training course. So I travel around. I've done them in various places. Some people enjoy them. They're funny. I mean, I actually have some wise things to say, and we it's more like a play shop. We have fun. We look at the absurdity of things. I do fake miracles. You know, I try to take tips. You know, try to take money from people. It's very wholesome.
Do you like money?
I love money. And that's why everybody listening should go to page 33 and buy one of my other Matzo brand products, the Oven Lovin' Coven Barbecue Set. Be the hit of your coven at your next outdoor barbecue with the Matzo brand Oven Lovin' Coven Barbecue Set, which includes Oven Lovin' Coven aprons. Choose from a wide variety of cute phrases. Yeah, you know me. I'm down with the rule of three. Burn the steak, but don't burn me at the stake. Chef God, Chef Goddess, Lady Grillesque, or Lord Grillant. It also comes with the Oven Lovin' Coven Cauldron Grill. Shaped like an actual cauldron, this baby can heat up to 425 degrees. The Oven Lovin' Coven Spatula Wand. Flip food in style with this unique cooking utensil. The Oven Lovin' Coven Mead Chalice. Quaff mead while cooking chicken, fish, or other game. And it would not be complete without the Pentagram Hot Sauce. It's not satanic, but it's as hot as hell. Made with seasonings gathered from the four directions. Put some spice back into fundamentalist Christians' lives by generously applying the Pentagram Hot Sauce to their burgers.
Ah. Now, do you need to take a breath?
No, I can keep on talking.
I was going to say, I think you're doing really fine right now.
Well, I have an assistant who prods with an electrical prod to keep me going. It keeps my pacemaker going, too.
And what do you think people can do in order to save money when they're trying to become enlightened?
First, buy my book. For $12.95, I give a lot of good information in it. Look, there are a lot of spiritual books out there that go on and on about this and that and the other thing. I condense them down. It's easy to read. You got cartoons, blah, 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 blah. Second thing is, if I were starting out again, back in the day, I would find a guru, and I would try to steal something like, I don't know, his cup, his underwear, something that he has, because it has spiritual vibrations. As a matter of fact, people are always trying to steal my beard, especially little kids who think I'm Santa Claus. They realize I have a funny vibration. They want a piece of that vibration. So cut out all the busy work. Get some vibration of some other enlightened being. Another thing is, my biggest tip is just to kind of enjoy life and do what you love. Follow your excitement, follow your passion, follow your joy. If you do that, the universe will guide you. It will show you things. It will reveal things. So don't start pushing so hard on these books or trying to hold these very difficult yoga poses. Get good vibrational stuff, have some fun, and of course, buy my book, which is entitled, no, I'm not going to do it again. I think I reached my quota.
No. Yes, you are. With that
The Rascal's Guide to Enlightenment, How to Become Enlightened on a Budget by Taking a Course in the Power of the Celestial Shrinker Prophecy, the Matzo Code Now by Matzo, the Unloving One, published by Dream Tree Press, $12.95, ISBN 978-1-606-435-410.
I bet you've not been interviewed and gotten to mention that name of the book as many times as you have on this show.
I do. When I'm interviewed only 5 minutes, that's all I just say. I just repeat it like a mantra. Again, the Rascal's Guide to Enlightenment. And you know what's amazing? I go into these spiritual ethers, my aura begins to light up. I don't know why. It's a very high vibrational word. It's a great mantra. I mean, as a matter of fact, if anybody out there wants to chant it 10 million times, I mean, who knows what will happen? Maybe you'll become me in another dimension. Anything's possible.
It just might be. But you said you have a tip, and I'm thinking here that you are going to have the largest tip jar in the world. Are you planning on building one?
Yes, we will build. We will call it Big Tip 1. to deal with the economy, there's a couple of things I'm recommending. We're going to build the world's biggest tip jar in the world, and I will sit in it for 24 hours to raise awareness of my high debts and all the money I owe other people. And then people will throw money in, I take the money, and then I pay off my debts. It's very simple. That's one of the other products that I do sell is a matzo brand tip jar. And basically, it's a way to, you know, generate income. You can make money anywhere, anytime. I also am working on a new product, which is the Will Do Tantra for food, or Will Do Tantra for money. So that's another sign. I'm working on a whole lot of signs for panhandlers. It's a new line for Matzo Brand International. So I'm offering many different multi-level marketing opportunities. And by the way, MLM also stands for Matzo Loves Money. So anybody who's an entrepreneurial spirit wants to contact me at gurumatzo.com or dreampreepress.com for any money-making opportunities to make donations. And if you're a beautiful woman and single, or rich and a beautiful woman and single and want to make a marriage proposal, I will consider it.
Hear that, ladies? He is going to consider it. So you
look,
have
blondes have more fun, and I'm blonde. You can't get any more blonde than me with my white hair, my white outfits, you know, and my swarthy complexion. But I'm white. I'm a blonde guy. And I know how to have fun. I'm never boring. I'm never boring. All my other seven wives will tell you that I'm not boring. But boy, do I got a lot of alimony.
I bet. So what did you say your nationality was again?
Well, I'm a little bit of everything. A little bit of alien, a little bit of Spanish, a little bit of Chinese. That's why usually when I go out to eat, I go to an international buffet, so I'll feel at home.
And what's your idea? What does the word tips mean to you?
Tips? One definition is to ensure perfect service, but I like to say to ensure perfect spirituality, because I work, you know, if people pay me, I'm more spiritual. That's just the way it works. I mean, you know, this thing with, you know, you don't have to make money if you're a healer or a spiritual teacher. Well, that's for the birds, you know, because, you know, cooking a hamburger is just as spiritual as teaching a meditation. So, so when people come to me and say, well, Matzo, why don't you travel out to, you know, my location, but I don't have any money to pay you, you know, I say, well, you know, do you go to the people at your electric company and say, you know, look, I don't have any money to pay for my electricity this week or this month. Is that okay? No, it's not okay. So tips are very important to ensure perfect spirituality. And that means, you know, giving something to the spiritual teachers and people and of course, buying my book, The Rascal's Guide to Enlightenment.
What's the rest of it? You can't just stop there.
Well, you know, I really feel your prying, Nancy, but okay, if you really want to know the entire title, How to Become Enlightened on a Budget by Taking a Course in the Power of the Celestial Shemekra Prophecy, the Matzo Code Now, by Matzo, the Unleavened One, illustrations by Chip Aaron, price $12.95, by DreamTreePress.com, in good old, wait, where are they? Oh, they're in a place called New Braunfels, Texas.
And where's that?
That's in Texas. On Earth, in the Milky Way galaxy.
It's not on one of those other planets someplace out there?
No. Apparently in other dimensions, other planets, they don't use books anymore. Everything's by telepathy. So that's why on this planet, we're a little bit behind. We've got to, you know, print things up. But it's good because it gives you something to sell. And that's why everybody should go out and buy The Rascal's Guide to Enlightenment through Dream Tree Press and Matzo the Unleavened One. You know, in this book, even though I'm joking, but actually my two chapters on recycling, I actually do give some really serious tips about recycling and saving energy and saving water. And, you know, so, I mean, I actually have some redeeming value and quality in the book. So it will give you giggles, but I actually have some serious points. I mean, didn't you find that from reading the book that I actually had some serious points?
Oh, yeah. I really, when I read your book, I laughed my butt off, number one, okay?
Good.
Okay. But the reason why I did is because you have a lot of good information in there if people just have that sense of humor and just allow it. Because some of the things that you put in here are actually very, very smart. It's very, very wise, and it's a lot of fun. So to me, I think people should get the book too. But it does help people understand, whether you want to believe it or not, because of the humor in here, if you just sit and you really think about what's really going on inside yourself, you're going to come up with much better answers than what most people are going to tell you anyway.
Well, The Rascal's Guide to Enlightenment will not be the first in my series of books. I have future ones coming up like How Chela Got Her Guru Back, and Give Me Money, and Give Me More Money, and Give Me All of Your Money, Please. Meditation for Monkeys will be coming out in book form. The Dummy's Guide to Gurus, The Guru's Guide to Dummies, The Law of Attracting Groupies. That's what I'm really working on very intently. How to open your third eye for business. And then, of course, my autobiography, My Nose is Not a Landing Field. Autobiography of Matzo. I got that title because I was sitting there one day meditating, and a fly tried to land on my nose. And I said, hey, my nose is not a landing field. And then I had a realization that because of my very large nose, this perhaps had helped me in my spiritual enlightenment because of my self-consciousness. Of course, for the money-making people out there, I have The Swindler's Guide to Miracle Making and Cooking the Books. I even have a book for Christians called Cheeses of Nazareth, Cooking for the Spiritually Minded. When You Can Walk on Water, Sell Tickets, and Tantra for Mummies, which we don't realize it, but even mummies need love.
That would be true. Now, but there's another one. It's called I'm Okay, What's the Matter with You?
Exactly. What is the matter with you, Nancy? Why would you interview me? Somebody insane like me who obviously has a very long criminal record and is on many medications for many different mental disturbances. But I'm glad we can ask the question and state the statement, I'm okay, what's the matter with you? Because you'll notice that with spiritual people, they say, you know, they give advice and they say, you know, I'm okay, but what's the matter with you? And they start counseling you. You ever have like somebody come to you and say, hey, I know what you need, and they start selling their products, just like me, actually. So that's kind of my philosophy in a nutshell, is I kind of pretend like I'm okay, even though everybody on the planet is nuts, and then I say, you know, what's the matter with you? And in the book I talk about in this book, The Planter's Principle, did I mention that?
No, but you do.
The Planter's Principle is, you remember the Planter's Peanuts guy, the guy with the monocle and the top hat who promotes the peanuts? Well, the Planter's Principle is that everybody is nuts. And when you understand that everybody is nuts and crazy, you don't take things too personally. You can lighten up. You can relax. So to all the listeners out there, take it from Matzo. If you've got a difficult relative, if you don't like your boss, if you're looking, you know, at the political system and wondering, you know, why things don't work, remember the Planter's Principle. Everybody's nuts. That's what this planet is. We have a lot of nuts here. I know I'm nuts. You're nuts. We're all nuts. So from that peanut perspective, we can all sort of relax and just, you know, be more detached from it all.
Now, I have a really serious question for you.
Okay.
Can you handle this one?
I can try.
Okay. If somebody, and I don't mean if, but when the listeners go out and buy your book.
My book? You mean The Rascal's Guide to Enlightenment, How to Become Enlightened on a Budget by Taking a Course, The Celestial Power, The Celestial Smith? I can't even remember it now. Yes, they go out and buy my book, and then what?
Okay. How do they use this book?
Well, there's many ways they can use the book. They can read it. They can use it, you know, to put coffee cups on because, you know, coming into the cult system, people will be drinking a lot of tea and coffee. They can use it to put underneath the table if it's wobbly. If they buy it and then they run out of money and they have no money for heating oil, they can throw it in the fire and then buy another one when they do have more money. They can do the exercises. They can do the mantras. They can simply look at the cartoons if they can't read. There's many, many uses. They can read the book and then decide to become one of my groupies. And then, of course, you know, come to my ashram in Denver, Colorado, and maybe Fanny with a palm frond. I mean, there's many ways that they can work with the book. I mean, it's all based on the creativity of the individual.
Which is real important. They must use their creativity.
Yes. Too often in spirituality, we look to the other person to tell us what to do, and that's why I'm kind of playful. We kind of make things up as we go along, and you know, just because one thing works for one person doesn't mean it's going to work for you. So when I do a meditation or a workshop or something, I let people be creative. They express things. You know, they experiment. They explore. We are spiritual explorers, you know, so we're just trying things out. And when you're a spiritual explorer, sometimes, you know, you fall into a pit and other times you climb up a mountain. But you're the one doing it.
Mm-hmm. That's code that you have throughout your book.
Yes.
Yes. Can people really crack it?
They can crack it. You didn't crack the code? Nancy, you didn't crack the code?
I didn't say I didn't. I said, can people?
They can, because there are 12 super schmicker questions, and there's a code, and then there's this thing. Do you actually know what that's based on, Nancy?
No, but tell me, because I want the listeners to know.
The Matzo code on page 130 is this grid. It's actually based on the Mayan Zolk'in, which is a Mayan, esoteric Mayan calendar, although it's a parody of it. But the symbols correspond to letters and symbols, and when you crack the code, you can get the answers. And as my gift to everybody who buys my book, The Rascal's Guide to Enlightenment, How to Become Enlightened on a Budget, by taking a course in the Power of the Celestials from Ikrit to Matzah Code now. If you go to GuruMatzah.com and you go all the way to the bottom of the world's cheapest website, which is my website, GuruMatzah.com, there's a super secret link that takes you to the answers for the Matzah Code. When you realize the Matzah Code, much like the Da Vinci Code, although they're not related, but much like the Da Vinci Code, and you crack the Matzah Code, it will expand your level of awareness and enlightenment. And then you will realize that you are one with everything.
Are you done yet?
Yes, that's it.
Our time is actually almost up. Do you believe that?
Wow, I can't imagine. You know, it's always amazing that when I'm talking about myself, time goes by quickly. When I have to listen to other people, it tends to slow down.
Oh, yeah, it just takes forever. But I do have one last question for you.
Okay.
Do you have a message that you can leave for my listeners?
Well, my message is, if you want to be enlightened, the real secret is try to buy things wholesale. Your wallet won't be as light, but your aura will be lighter. And try not to take yourself too seriously. You know, when you get to the higher levels of consciousness, you realize it's all just a play of consciousness. So relax and have a little bit of fun and try not to take yourself too seriously. And buy my book. And, you know, that's basically my message.
Would you like to say the name of your book one more time before we have to go off air?
I don't know, Nancy, because that would just seem a bit too egotistical and you know, promotional. But all right. It's called The Rascal's Guide to Enlightenment, How to Become Enlightened on a Budget by Taking a Course in the Power of the Celestial Shmikrit Prophecy, The Matzah Code Now by Dream Tree Press.
And I need you to also give out your website.
The websites are dreamtreepress.com and gurumatzah.com.
I have enjoyed this little interview with you that we've had.
Good.
And most of the time we don't do an interview like this, like you said, but it's time for people to lighten up. Not only to be enlightened, but to lighten up so they can be enlightened. And getting your book, one more time, the title of it, please.
The Rascal's Guide to Enlightenment, How to Become Enlightened on a Budget by Taking a Course in the Power of the Celestial Shmikrit Prophecy, the Matzah Code Now, and vote for me, Matzah, for President of the United States in 2016.
Great. I'd like to thank you for being on the show. It's been a lot of fun.
You've been a delightful host, because you let me talk a lot.
Well, you're supposed to. That's
good.
What you're supposed to do. But anyway, you just keep your little enlightenment knowledge running through all your books, and get another book out there. Because
I will.
This one just won't be the only one, okay?
Never.
Good. Then you take care, and thank you for being on the show.
Namaste. Om. Om Matzah. Om Matzah.
All right, Omatso. And I'd like to thank you, all the listeners. I hope you actually enjoyed it. And really, the book is hysterical, so you need to get it. You all need to laugh a little bit. You need to lighten up so you can get that enlightenment part, like I just said. So may God bless all of you guys. Have a really great week, and take care, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye now.